One of the best things about this show is you will find nothing stained, nothing dog-eared, nothing sticky. So there, America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalecki.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our first guest this hour is the always entertaining, the always endearing Faith Salley. Faith is all over the place. CBS Sunday Morning, Science Goes to the Movies, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. She is the author of a terrific book that's out right now called Approval Junkie. It's always fun to check in with Faith Salley. Then, what do animals think they see when they look in the mirror? Now, you know you think about this all the time. Don't lie. I know you do. And so we will finally have the answer. Our other guest this hour is veteran actor Gary Cole. Gary is known most recently as playing Kent, one of the advisors to President Selina Meyer in the HBO series Veep, one of my favorite shows on TV. Now, Gary, I think, might be best known for his role in the 1999 film Office Space. The boss, Bill Lumberg, and he is now memes and YouTube videos and everything on social media. That is a character that will go on forever, but it's always good to check in and speak with Gary Cole. We start things off this hour with a visit to your local bookstore. Now we have big bookstores all over the place still. And isn't that a bit of an anomaly? You know, with everything with Amazon and BN.com, Barnes & Noble. You're expected to buy your books sight unseen online. Comes to your house, kind of sterile, UPS, and now a drone drops it on top of your house, whatever. That's how you get your books. I'm a traditionalist. I like to go in. If I'm interested in a title, if I've seen it, if it's a guest, whatever, I'll leaf through it. Then I will take it up and I will plunk down my $28 or $35, which is ridiculous, but it's what I do, and I take the book home. Well, a lot of people don't take the book home. Have you noticed that your local Barnes & Noble store has become the she public library? Because they have the little Starbucks in there, and it's usually a Starbucks, right? I think they have the franchise in pretty much all of them. So you have people sitting there drinking reasonably priced coffee and eating scones and cheesecake and cookies and even soup in the wintertime as they read these books. So they find their selection, they take it over to one of the nice cushiony chairs, and they read the selection, or at least part of it, and they put it back on the shelf. So here I come. I want to buy a book, and maybe it's not a huge bestseller. Maybe they only have two or three, maybe four copies in the store. So there I stand, trying to pick amongst the stains and the stickiness and the dog-eared and even the highlighted passages, which is always fun as well. These are not textbooks. And it's a bit of a turnoff to shop at these large bookstores because it's a used book at that point, is it not? If Charlie comes in and curls up in a chair for 4 hours, has a couple of cups of coffee, and puts cookie crumbs all over the book, and then sticks it back on the shelf, to me, that's now a library book. It is used, and why am I paying $35 for it? But the store, I guess, doesn't care. Because they're selling more coffee and more cookies and donuts or whatever than they are books in the first place. And that's a shame. Because a bookstore can be a really neat place to go and buy things. And there are some tremendous independent bookstores all over this country. The best of them all is in Washington, D.C., Politics and Prose. If you turn on C-SPAN 2 on the weekends and they do that book TV thing, many a times you will see authors giving talks from Politics and Prose. It's on now, I think, because I haven't been down in D.C. in a few months. I think it's on Connecticut Avenue, so don't go there and get mad because Kalecki got you lost. GPS it, Google it before you go. It is a tremendous independent bookstore. And that's why books are better than anything you can get on a Kindle or a Nook. Paper that you touch and turn, and a book that you can hold and enjoy, rather than staring at a tablet that's going to send a glare into your eyes for 3 hours at a time. Bookstores, let's not lose them, but let's not treat them as public libraries either. Stay with us. Faith Salley is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's more addictive than cigarettes, alcohol, and coffee? Technology.
A recent survey shows only 3% of people on vacation didn't check their email. Stuart Hughes, writing for the BBC, talks about his digital detox. It wasn't by choice. On vacation, deep in the woods in Canada, he found himself unable to get internet service.
3 long days later, he made a startling discovery. He says, as the virtual world receded, the real world in front of me came into sharper focus.
He created timeless memories. He lived moments personally and privately. Now he plans to make this an annual event.
Could you use a digital detox? It may help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. A surprising cash cow now lies in a surgical procedure some doctors are employing to treat hyperactivity in children. There's been some evidence that hyperactivity could be caused by a lack of sleep from apnea or a sleep disorder. So doctors are pushing tonsillectomies, or the removal of a child's tonsils, as treatment for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. They say boys with ADHD snore more than other children, and that the tired body may overcompensate by becoming hyperactive. Some 50% of tonsillectomies are done because enlarged tonsils interfere with a child's breathing. But in these scenarios, what's left out is that sleep apnea or other disorders are often caused by obesity. And throat surgery for profit over dealing with a child's diet may not be in the best interest of any child. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.